There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show. First ever podcast, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco as always. How you doing, Tony?
I'm very excited. People have been asking us all day, every day, hey, when are you going to do a podcast? You know, they got these other podcasts out there. Well, we want to hear from you. We want smart takes that are based on science.
There you go. There you go. Because everybody knows we're the number one show in Philly, late night show. 2 a.m. dominated the time slot. Everybody watched it. But now here we are in podcast form, taking on a new venture, new adventure. Here we go. Let's just go into it. You know, we're going to talk about a lot of things as we always do. Chiefs, Tom Brady with the Bucks, MLB, and that league who should not be named, the NBA. But, you know, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
We all know what the top story is here. Eagles head coach from our hometown. Doug Peterson. Now, look, he's back after coming down with the coronavirus, and, you know, good for him. But I got to say, the damage has been done here. And, you know, I got to say, and you know this, Tony, and everybody knows this, when the coronavirus was coming, what did I say? I said, watch out for Dougie P. He's bad on defense. And sure enough, you know, you get an opponent coming at him, and he goes down. I'm not surprised. Tony, your take.
Well, I wasn't surprised because this guy only thinks about offense. And as we know, defense wins championships, so that when he gets blitzed, he gets sick, he goes down for 2 weeks. What are you going to do when you face the Cowboys blitz? What are you going to do when you face the Giants blitz? You just going to go down for 2 weeks? Nuh-uh. We got to replace him. He's got to go. What are we going to do?
We got to get someone in there with a better defensive mind, better immune system, right? And that's why we got to go with a name that comes to mind. I want to throw out a replacement. We thought this through, Tony. Number one on our list, Deuce Staley.
There's great a guy choice.
Who could
great
run through choice. Anything, any virus, any formation, could just run through it, right?
And, you know, what did we talk about? Also, he's a good first contact running back.
There you
go. Anytime he gets hit, he doesn't go down. So guess what? If coronavirus hits him, first contact, he's bouncing right off.
You don't even need to do contact tracing on him because he's just going to be out. He's not even on your map.
Nope. Now, Tony, let me throw another name. I had another name. I was thinking about this because, you know, we do our prep. We're professional. I was thinking about Frank Reich. Now, some of you may not understand or remember who Frank Reich was. You know, he played with the Bills, but he was also the offensive coordinator for the Eagles when they won the Super Bowl. And what's he doing? He's not doing anything. Why don't you bring him back so we can win the Super Bowl?
Nothing.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Sorry. Frank Reich, isn't he coaching with the Colts?
What was that? Who is that?
Sorry, everybody. That's our producer, Jay. New producer. He's new. As you can see, he's new. Sorry. So that's why he's interrupting, because he doesn't quite understand how it works around here.
Listen, you're new here. He's available. Even if he's coaching the Colts, as you say, you know, we don't know. He would leave anything to go to the Eagles.
Even besides coaching the Colts, he's doing nothing. That's nothing. It's a nothing job.
It's a nothing
job.
He'll
be of the Eagles. Now, please, we got to move on. So no more interruptions. All right, next story. Looked up the odds, Tony. I still can't believe this. Chiefs favored 6-1 still to win the Super Bowl. And I can't – what is everyone getting away – so carried away with this team? What have they done to even earn that kind of respect? What am I missing here, Tony?
Listen, I don't understand why everybody's going crazy for this team. What have they done that everyone is going crazy for? You know, at the top of the show, I mentioned that we believe in the science here. So, you know, I'm going to look at stats and numbers and tell you the real story of the Chiefs. You know, they're only winning one quarter per game. If you look at the stats,
exactly,
they win the fourth quarter and they win these games. But did you ever stop and realize that they're losing three quarters of every game? Why is nobody looking at that stat?
Jimmy G, 49ers, had him for three quarters of the Super Bowl.
Listen, when Roger Federer plays Rafael Nadal and he wins three sets in a row, you're not like, oh, here comes the fourth set. If Nadal wins at the end, he's the winner. No. I don't understand.
When you go through the whole playoffs, you look at it. They lost 9 quarters out of 12. And you're telling me that's a winning team? That's a losing team.
Listen,
you know, I prefer teams like, give me the Steelers at least. A team that wins more quarters but then loses that fourth quarter. That's a better team.
Need we remind the fans at home, the Eagles in 2017, they beat the Patriots. They won every quarter.
There you go.
It wasn't close. They killed the Patriots. All the quarters, never in doubt. That's a football team. I don't understand this Mahomes. Everybody's going crazy. What's this other Travis Casey?
Yeah, that's his name, Casey. Yeah, they gave him an extension. I'll give him an extension, my middle finger. All right, sorry. Getting too upset. We've got to move carried away.
We got to calm down.
This is not going to make us feel any better here because we're going to go to a new segment. We're going to talk about Tom Brady and the Bucs, and it's time for predictions. It's when we give you our prediction. We give you our take, well-reasoned, well-thought-out. So this is our favor to you. You know, get out your pens and your papers. Here we go. Tony, tell them Brady and the Bucs, what's going to happen this year? Tell them.
Tampa Bay, what do they got? All right. You look back at who they have. They got Tom Brady, 46 years old. Gronkowski, he's also old. They got, off the top of my head, Warwick Dunn, Mike Allstott. But here's the thing. They're also in Florida. And they got bad coronavirus. However, all things considered, you know, my prediction, I'm being slightly bullish on this. I think they'll go 1-15.
Couldn't agree more, Tony. In fact, I got him going 0-16, but I got Brady going 0-1. Because in that first game, without an offensive line to save him, it isn't going to be pretty for you, pretty boy. They're going to hit you so hard, you're going to fly first class all the way back to Boston and land on your butt there. And you know, Tony, I've been saying this all year. Everybody knows this. This is all anybody's going to remember about Tom Brady. They're going to look back on his career and they're going to say, hey, I don't even remember what this guy did before that season with that.
What was he even doing? You're absolutely right. People are not going to remember anything about him other than Tampa Bay. People are going to say, you know, you're going to ask people, hey, Tom Brady, quick, what do you think? They're going to say, oh, horrible Tampa Bay. And you can ask them, hey, what about New England? People are going to say,
I don't even remember.
You're thinking Drew Bledsoe. That wasn't Tom Brady. That was Drew Bledsoe. People are going to forget because it's going to be so bad in Tampa. So anyway, that was predictions.
There you go. So now it's time for a message from our sponsor. It's really us because Tony and I have partnered with Cameo. Well, we should say we are partnering. Hasn't been approved yet, but when it is, you know, Tony and I, if you have a special occasion, you want to send someone a special message, you know, let's say you want to get married, you have a grandma, you want to say a happy 100th birthday, maybe your girlfriend cheated on you with some guy, maybe you want to tell her to fuck off forever. Hey, we'll do that for you, right, Tony?
Yeah, we'll take care of those things that, you know, you just can't put into words. You know, a lot of people come to us for advice because we're very good with words. So you have something you want to say, we can do it for you. And we have a special going on. So you can pay $500 just for me, or you can pay $1,000 for both Paulie and I. But now, if you go and enter the promo code Paulie and Tony Fusco number one podcast, you'll get 10% off. Paulie, what do you think?
There you go. I think it's a great... Just imagine the surprise that your friends and family are going to feel when they see us pop up on their phone. It's going to be a true honor for them.
Yeah, do it. Cameo. Yeah,
anyway, let's not give them any more free pub until they approve us.
Exactly.
But we all know it's going to happen. Okay. Anyway, look, Tony, this is going to be a tough topic here for both
Very
of
tough.
Us. We didn't want to talk about this, but we got to talk about what's going on in the NBA.
Not
First
happy.
Of all, Joel Embiid injured. Can I just say this, Tony? And yeah. I think it's the same way. The only way we found out about it was on the internet, because we sure as hell aren't watching these games.
Nope.
Everyone who watches, listens to our show knows we have one saying: keep politics out of sports. All we ask is that you respect the president, respect the Constitution, respect every single person in office. It's not so much to ask, is it?
Nope.
Anyway, why even bother watching it anyway? Because we all know LeBron's going to lose in the finals like he always does.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's so predictable. We always know what's going to happen. Every year, it's the same thing in the NBA. 20 years in a row. LeBron's going to get there. I don't care what team he's with. There's a reason LeBron's never won an NBA title. It's because he chokes when he gets to the finals. He's garbage. He's never won a title. You know what? I don't think he's ever going to win a title. So let's just move on. And
it's
that's
over
it.
For him. But, you know, we got to go to something else because we got another war to fight. Major League Baseball, I don't know if you've seen this. I tried not to watch, but they're doing 7-inning games now to make up for this shit. Now, I think this is bullshit. It's un-American. In fact, when the first time I was watching this, I think it was the Marlins Braves, Marlins Reds, one of those games. A good game, good game. I'm waiting for the eighth inning to come around, and then I realized, holy shit, there's not going to be an eighth inning. I was so fucking pissed, I called my cable company. I said, you shortchanged me 2 innings. What? This is ridiculous. What are your thoughts, Tony?
You know, part of the greatness of baseball is pitching changes. That's what people want to see. People don't care home runs and how many times you can get on base. People want pitching changes. When it's the fourth inning, I want to see who's coming in the game. I want more pitching changes. And 7 innings? Are you kidding me? I'm not even warmed up yet. That's why they call it a 7th inning stretch, is because I'm just getting warmed up.
Boom.
I want minimum 12 innings. Paulie, what do you think? I mean, what is this?
Do you see what they're doing in the extras?
I can't even, because I get too upset.
Well, then you don't want to see this, Tony, because they're putting a runner on second to start the inning. What's next?
What?
You're going to start giving out the free runs? You're going to start giving stimulus checks to everybody?
You know, putting a runner on second is like a government handout. You know, what happened to scoring the games? I mean, what happened to pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and doing the hard work yourself? It's just stupid that they're doing this all wrong. So we came up, Paulie and I, we came up with an idea that's even better.
The home run idea. You tell them, Tony. What's the idea? Tell them.
My home run idea is, why not start the game at 4-4? That's the way you do it. This way, you turn on the game and you say, oh my God, it's 4-4. Look at this. The Mets and Cardinals are a 4-4 game already. I got to sit down, cancel my plans.
Bonanza. Yeah, there you go.
It's just that's what people want to see. They
people
want
will
action.
Be unable to turn it off. If
yeah.
you're going to be putting people on base anyway, you might as well just make the score 4-4. And
give them runs. 4-4. There you go.
Every game. We're into it already. So we're nearing the end of the show. So it's time to do corrections now. Usually we correct things that people, you know, wrote in. When we correct the other people, when they try to correct our mistakes, we correct them back. But since this is our first show, we don't have any mistakes to even talk about. Tony, what do you think of the show and anything you want to say?
Gentlemen, I have to barge in here.
Oh, that's not Tony's voice.
You guys said LeBron has never won an NBA Finals. That's totally wrong.
You know, it's a matter of perspective. Let me ask you, Mr. Smart Guy, name the titles if he won. He never won a title. Name him. Can you go ahead and name him for us?
Guys, he won one in Miami. to Miami.
Oh, see, this is why we do the show. You ever heard of Dwayne Wade? Yeah, Dwayne Wade is the reason he won those. He got those. He didn't win. Dwayne Wade.
I can give you five names. Mike Miller. I can give you tons of names before you even get to LeBron. Guys, so there you go. No, but what are you going to tell me next? What are you going to tell me next, Makai? Cleveland?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you he won in Cleveland. Yes, he won in Cleveland a couple years after that.
Did you watch it? Because if you did, you'd know. Kyrie Irving, number one. And then I got to say the absence of Draymond Green, because who bitched him out? Who was that guy? Oh, yeah, LeBron. Yeah, and you're gonna crown that guy. You're going to say he's a king for being a little whiny-ass bitch.
Yeah, and then also, oh, Steph Curry, he threw his mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Zero. Yeah. And they didn't have Kevin Durant either. So please.
Why did we hire this guy? Why did we hire this guy? I don't even know what he's talking about anymore.
I don't know either, but you know, he's new.
He's new. Why don't you go study up before our next episode? Because we're running out of time anyway. So look.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us for our first, or should we say you're welcome for
that's right. You're welcome. Everybody just got a little bit smarter listening to this show. But, you know, that's what we do. We're going to do this every week. And, you know, we'll be available on all the major podcast places, podcast stores you go to buy your podcast. And this one's free. So you don't even have to buy it. But, you know, we're just saying eventually.
We're working up to it.
Yeah. The millions of people start watching, you know. We're going to make deals, but get in now at the ground floor.
All right. Well, that's all. That's good sell, Tony. I love that. Anyway, that's it for the Paulie and Tony Fusco show. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.